Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I'm curious. What's your favorite comeback story?
Ooh, there's so many.
I know.
But one of my favorites is when the founders of Prestige Worldwide came back together after sinking their dad's boat.
Yes.
I feel like that's definitely top of the list.
I mean, the Catalina wine mixer brings everyone together, let's be honest.
Right? Yes. And I love it.
Well, second to only that, I'm going to go with former Nickelodeon star Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's been through so much.
Yeah.
And now she's filing to end her nearly decade-long conservatorship.
Yeah, I mean, she's had some really public struggles, but now Amanda says she's ready to start a new chapter.
All I want to know is, are we getting a She's the Man too?
Fingers crossed. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, February 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
So what a girl really wants is to be out of her damn conservatorship. And one of our favorite teen stars from the past, Amanda Bynes, has been in a conservatorship for close to 9 years.
Yeah.
And now she's like, no, I'm done. Amanda officially filed to end her conservatorship last Wednesday with the Ventura County Superior Court in SoCal.
Yeah, so her lawyer, David Esquibius, released a statement to People on Friday saying, Amanda wishes to terminate her conservatorship. She believes her condition is improved and protection of the court is no longer necessary. And then Amanda also filed a capacity declaration last Tuesday. And so this declaration is basically done by a medical professional, and it kind of updates, I guess, the courts on a medical overview of Amanda's mental health.
Yeah.
It's something that California requires all conservatorship cases to have, basically, you know, so that they know what is a conservatee's mental state from their physician, psychologist, or religious healing practitioner, basically somebody who can speak to it.
Yeah.
Not all you armchair therapists.
Right.
And now that that request has been filed, a hearing is set for March 22nd.
Which is the same day as the AMBs. I just want to point out.
What are the chances?
I know. I guess she's not coming.
We'll go straight from the hearing to the ambulance.
Yep. So Amanda was first placed under a temporary conservatorship back in August of 2013 after some pretty public incidents. Mm-hmm. She was very obviously struggling with her mental health. And as we know all too well, being famous meant, of course, everyone was watching her go through it and, of course, weighing in on it.
Of course. Of course. Nothing but unsolicited comments.
Yes.
Yeah. So back in July of 2013, she started a fire in a neighbor's driveway near her parents' home in Thousand Oaks, California. She was seen holding gasoline with her own pants on fire.
Yeah.
Her little dog accidentally got soaked in gasoline during the incident. The fire was put out, and then Amanda left the scene in a cab, went to a gas station where she was then seen trying to clean her dog. And I mean, it's just a chaotic situation.
Yes.
For a lot of different reasons. Of course, the media was anything but kind about it.
Yeah, I know.
Media just loves people suffering, I guess.
Truly.
But yeah, it wasn't good.
I'm sure you can assume that my first concern was like, please tell me the dog is okay.
I'm just glad you didn't have to recount that situation. I was like, I can't talk about a dog being doused in gasoline.
Oh my God.
It's like her nightmare.
It is my nightmare. But this was honestly just the beginning of a turn for the worse for Amanda. Just weeks after that incident, she was placed under a 5150 psychiatric hold, which we did talk a lot about on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, exactly. So as we've mentioned, anybody that followed Britney Spears learned this term, at least that's when I learned it. A 5150 is a temporary, involuntary psychiatric hold of someone who's been determined to be a danger to themselves or others based on signs of mental illness. And so at the time, Amanda's mom was granted a temporary conservatorship over Amanda's personal, medical, and financial affairs, which was eventually made permanent in late 2014. And that has been extended now quite a few times. Like we said, this has been a conservatorship for the past 9 years.
Yeah, like I don't hear a lot of stories of temporary conservatorships not being made permanent.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it's hard to get a conservatorship, a temporary one, but once you have it, it's easy to continue it and never end it.
Right. So, you know, Amanda's obviously had some pretty rough moments with her mental health over the past decade, and she has opened up about it a few times. In November of 2014, she tweeted that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and this was only a month after she was placed under a second 5150 hold.
Yeah, and she's also opened up about her battle with addiction. Previously, she's talked about how smoking weed has caused her severe paranoia and anxiety, and she thinks that it contributed to her poor mental health, which does happen for some, and it sucks.
Yes.
Because ironically, it can help handle anxiety, so it's just, it's so weird that it can cause it, but also help treat it.
Yep.
But then fast forward to November of 2018, and that was when Amanda announced in an interview with Paper Magazine that she'd been sober for 4 years. But then 2 months later, in January 2019, Amanda had to check into rehab after what was reported to be a stress-related relapse. Mm. But since then, she seemed to stay sober. And then, of course, she's been in the conservatorship this whole time.
Yeah. So, obviously, we all know way more about conservatorships than we probably ever thought we would, thanks to Britney Spears.
We should write a book on it.
Oh my God, seriously. But Amanda's case is a lot different than Britney's. Like, obviously, we know Britney was not treated well in her conservatorship by her failed gym owner dad, Jamie Spears. He controlled everything. But unlike Britney's situation, Amanda's parents are actually really supportive of her ending the conservatorship.
Yeah, it seems like if you end up in a conservatorship, this is how you would want it to go.
Yes.
Like, just the people that are running it are actually truly have your best interest.
Yeah.
So last July, Amanda's lawyer said, everyone would love to see Amanda not under a conservatorship. I think that is the goal between myself, her mother, her father, and her care providers. I mean, Amanda's mom, Lynn, even gave Amanda control of her finances again in 2017, which is obviously something Jamie Spears never did for Britney.
It's crazy that her mom's name is also Lynn.
I know.
That's so weird.
Good Lynn versus evil Lynn. I'll let Richie's decide which is which. Amanda's lawyer said that her parents feel she's made significant progress in coping with her bipolar disorder. And I feel like it's important to note that her relationship with her parents hasn't always been great.
Right.
But it seems like it's gotten much better. Mm-hmm. An insider spoke to E! Online last September and said that Amanda's relationship with her parents is wonderful at the moment and attributed it to the time spent together during the pandemic.
There's another one of those pandemic bonds.
Ben Stiller, Amanda Bynes, the pandemic saving a lot of people.
Yeah. So obviously things in Amanda's family seem to be much better these days. Plus, she's making progress in her mental health journey, and she's apparently still in love and engaged.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day of 2020, Amanda announced she was engaged to Paul Michael, who she met through Alcoholics Anonymous. And in 2020, Paul said, "Amanda was the best thing that ever happened to me." And as far as we know, the two are still planning on getting hitched, although I feel like it's worth mentioning not everyone loves the idea of Amanda pairing up with Paul. So her lawyer told E! News, "This guy purports to love Amanda and be a source of emotional support, but it appears to me he is selling access to her to the paparazzi," which
this is
awful.
Yes. Yeah, that,
I feel like if your lawyer is saying that, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that's a huge red flag. Like, yeah. Why would the lawyer think that? There would be some evidence, right, for him to just say that?
I would think so, and I would love to see the evidence. But I also think it's hilarious that we had our clown makeup on prior, thinking there's no bad guys in this story. And then along comes one. Like, there has to be a bad guy, you know?
I know.
God.
It's Hollywood.
I know. Right, exactly. But Amanda apparently is also making career moves. Obviously, we all fell in love with her early on, Nickelodeon, and then teen movies, some of which I just love.
Yes.
And still watch.
They give me life in my adult life.
Right. Yeah, sadly. But these days, apparently she's now focusing on fashion.
Yeah. So she graduated with her associate's degree from the California Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in 2019. Her lawyer told People in 2020 that Amanda is very entrepreneurial. She's investigating fragrances. She's now considering perfume in addition to a clothing line, which
everyone has.
Tell me you're a celebrity without telling me you're a celebrity. It's always going to the perfume.
Right. But also, we saw how Fitum worked out for Heidi Montag, and it wasn't well. So is she going to be a Lauren Conrad or is she going to be a Heidi Montag? I guess we'll find out.
She better go Lauren Conrad.
Everyone better go Lauren Conrad.
Is anyone like, no, be Heidi. So we last heard that she was still attending class at the Institute and was working towards a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. So after a very long road to sobriety and now good mental health, things are looking up for her. And I hope it's enough. I mean, It seems if Britney got out of her conservatorship with everyone in her family working against her.
Yeah.
Then it seems like Amanda could be removed from this one.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to have to say this publicly, but I'm not a lawyer, legally at least. But from everything that we've read and seen, everyone seems to be on board.
Yeah.
So it's down to the judge. And as long as it's not some crazy judge that's going to, I don't know, fight against my desire to see She's the Man too, then I think we're good.
I agree. But also, side note, I'm going to need those legal documents back. I had no idea you weren't a lawyer.
If I put Esquire after my name, then that's enough, right?
Yeah, it's enough for me, honestly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place. to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.